One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've Nevi Mendoza and Sean Wells.
It sounds so eclectic.
I know.
Exotic.
It's like, you know, Aviana Barrientos.
Well, we've got quite a representation here, really, when you think about it. Okay, so Diamond's on the controls. She's African-American.
Yeah.
We've got Aviana and Navi that are both Latina.
Mm-hmm.
You're Jewish. Uh-huh. I'm Italian. I'm Irish. And we're female and you're male. So we got it all covered. Right?
There you go.
We are a little bit of everything.
We are family. Yeah.
Well, you know,
yes.
What, you know who's part of my family is all my furry creatures. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I keep saying it, but I think I've actually fallen in love with Charlie.
I love him. He's such a good boy.
I just love him. He's my I love so all my other dogs, but you know, Charlie's just something special, and he was left in a field by a friend of mine who kept seeing him there for a couple of weeks, so I got the call, "Hey, Bern, I got this dog. You know, you think you might take him off my hands? I know you got a lot on your hands, but I've got three other big male dogs, and this boy needs a home." I said, "Okay, bring him over." That was the greatest gift that I've gotten, maybe ever, other than my children. But Charlie's such a good watchdog, and he's amazing. And there's so many animals out there that are unwanted, that need homes, which is why we have Maura Davies on the show almost every single week. Since the beginning, over 8 years, Maura Davies is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. That's the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas, something I'm very passionate about. Maura, how are you doing today?
Hey, hanging in there, staying warm.
I know. Okay, so I know you're everyone here is a big animal lover on the show. Actually, everyone at iHeartMedia, I have to say, everyone on this floor, floor number three, that all these DJs and just people that work at iHeartMedia are all animal lovers across the board. And so, and I know so many, like even the Russ Martin show. So they've been doing, you know, placing animals for years with, well, I don't know what organization they work with. Oh,
I don't remember.
I can't remember. I used to work with them too.
Yeah.
I used to, and I can't think of the name of it right now, but we used to do free spay and neuter certificates. But, you know, in the winter weather, so many animals suffer, don't they, Maura?
They sure do. And it's crazy that some people may not think about it, but the best rule of thumb I always share with people, if you're cold, they're probably going to be cold. Bring them in. If they're house pets, they need to be inside.
Well, yeah, and you know what? I just thought of this just now. I put it on Instagram, but I saved a lizard yesterday.
Oh,
I did.
I love it.
It was over by the water bowl, and actually my nephew in outside of Houston, they have a big rescue. I have a niece that has, it's actually my great nephew, but they have a rescue operation where my niece rescues horses from the SPCA and all kinds of animals outside of Houston. I can't think of the name of the little town right now, but she's got like a private refuge there. Anyway, so they had rescued a lizard, and yesterday I saw this lizard, and I wasn't sure if he was dead or not. I don't know if you saw it on our Instagram at One Life Radio One or not, but it was super cool, Maura. So I thought of you, actually, because when I like touched its tail and it didn't move, I wasn't sure if it was like playing dead like a possum. I don't know if other species do that, or he was just cold and he couldn't move. But I went in and I got paper out of the copier machine and slid it underneath the lizard and then put him in the sun. And after about, and Sean's looking at me like, really, Bernadette? What is she's crazy? And I am, but that's okay. I'm crazy about animals. But I brought him back to life. I really brought him. Brought him back to life, and
everybody wants to be comfortable.
Yeah, and so the point of the story is he was really cold, and he couldn't move. He was like, you know, wasn't able to move because lizards and snakes don't move very well when they're cold, right?
Right. They have a completely different temperature regulatory system than all of us warm-blooded.
Yeah. So I let him stay in the sun for about an hour, and then he crawled off. I don't know where he is, but I named him Larry the Lizard.
Perfect.
None of you guys are laughing. Come on. I got a tough crowd today. What are you doing? Get off your phone.
I'm looking at the lizard.
Oh, you're looking at the lizard. Okay. You didn't even see it. Oh,
no,
my God.
I did see it. Okay. I loved when you put him out to sunbathe. That was my favorite part.
Yeah. I know. But, you know, all these things matter, don't they, Maura? There's so many animals out there that suffer in this cold weather. Let's talk about it. I'll get off the Larry the Lizard.
Oh, well, I'm so glad Larry the Lizard crawled off and is going to live his lizard life where he needs to. But it really, it's you, not only think about your pets. If they're house pets, they're used to being inside. Even if they're outside and they're used to being outside, if it's extreme weather, you're going to need to get them some kind of shelter. Now, that depends on the kind of animal you're talking about. People always say, oh, were you talking about cattle? Cattle are different. You still need to have shelter for them in specific weather. But I'm talking about dogs and cats. Here especially.
Yeah.
So wet and cold weather can make your pet sick. We want to be really careful with the young, the very old, the animals that are maybe already immunocompromised, because they could suffer even worse medical issues because of the cold. So going back to those pets that are outside, though, although the SPCA of Texas does not recommend leaving pets outside full time, if pets must stay outside, make sure you weatherproof their living quarters.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you have a dog house, make sure it's dry, it's well insulated, it retains heat. Make sure it has three sides of roof, at the very least, and a floor, and that it's elevated, and then the entrance points away from the wind. And this is bare minimum, y'all. Like in extreme weather,
right?
If you have a garage, something that's heated, bring them in. If it's super, super cold, if it gets down into the negative temperatures, they're not going to be able to survive that, y'all.
And never shave your pet. Never shave your pets down to the skin ever. Not in the winter. Not in the summer. It's just a really bad idea. It might make your house housekeeping a little lighter, but you know. So what? Get off your lazy butt and vacuum more.
Make sure your pets always have fresh water to drink if it's really cold and the water freezes. Make sure you break that up so they can drink it. But make sure that you're speaking with your veterinarian about the number of calories your pet needs, if they're indoor versus indoor outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be different. There's so many things to consider. There's a whole bunch of things, even just around cars, if I can get into that part.
Oh, yeah, do that. So, the antifreeze and the salt, right?
Yes. Yeah, all kinds of stuff that you'd use for your cars, for walking safety, on sidewalks, salt, antifreeze, other chemicals that you use for vehicles and for, you know, people safety for walking during the cold weather. That can hurt your pets if they eat them, if they lick their paws after they walk in it. The chemicals that melt snow, for example, or ice, can lead to frostbite because pets' paws are so delicate, it can be a huge irritant. And a big one a lot of people don't think of, especially if you don't live in an area that has consistently cold weather in the winters, before you start your car, if you park it outside, it's always best to tap on that hood real well to make sure that any cats, small animals that might be seeking shelter underneath your car are going to scatter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honking the horn might terrify your neighbors, but bang on that hood, because if you start your engine, there's a little critter in there, you will hurt them very badly.
Oh, yeah, or kill them. And then you got a mess in your car, too, on top of everything else, and the poor animals, you know. But we actually put something on our Instagram a couple of, I think about 3 weeks ago, someone sent us a picture and said, reminded people when we had the cold snap, you know, when it first started, to, check under their engine, like look, actually lift the hood and make sure there's there's nothing underneath there. It does happen. They're just trying to survive like us. And I have to tell you, case in point, so we didn't even get that cold here in Dallas. We were, what, the low of 26 in maybe the outlying areas? I had two sweaters on, Charlie. I'm not kidding you. Two. And I had to leave him out for a few hours because he gets really anxious in the cage inside the house. And so I'm just trying to slowly, you know, get him accustomed to our home and, you know, staying inside, staying outside, but I put two sweaters on them. One was like a furry sweater, and one was like a almost like a horse coat, you know, like a tufted one with a flannel lining. And when I came home, I'd only left them out for a couple hours in a doghouse with dry beds, out of the wind, all those things. He was in there shivering, Maura, and it just and so, you know, these animals, they love you. They're loyal to you. You have to take care of them. If you're a decent human being, you must. Right?
Agreed, agreed. Yeah, make sure they have the care they need. They can't go out and buy a coat by themselves from the store.
Right. I
mean, imagine them sitting outside your little window looking in thinking, oh man, I'm freezing out here, and look at all those people that are warm in there.
Yeah.
I hate to be dramatic about it.
No, but, it's true.
You know,
it's true, you know, and it's sad. A lot of people just don't care, and they should. And so that's why we do this segment so often together, to try to encourage people to treat their pets well and love them like they do their kids, right?
Yes, and have those cute little critters spayed or neutered, help prevent overpopulation, and help us all get to a more sustainable level of animal population.
Yeah.
One thing the SPCA of Texas is more and more focused on is making sure that we are helping provide for the most vulnerable animals in our community and their people, because you're talking here about animals and people. They're, they're a group.
Yes.
They're together. So you got to care for them both as a package.
Always, always a pleasure to have you on, Maura. Thank you for all the work you do. I encourage everyone.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're truly welcome. Donations to SPCA, SPCA.org, even $5 matters. And if you don't want to give cash, go bring them some, you know, used dog beds or a new dog bed or something to help them out. The cost can get extreme. I know that personally.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Bernadette. Thank everybody. You. All right. We've got a great show coming up. Sean Wells is in studio. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to give you some incredible information that you need to know, how to maintain really good health. Cassie Bjork is coming up, and Jen Myers, she is a PhD and doctor of natural medicine. We're going to be talking about the endocannabinoid system and what it does. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Sean Wells in studio with me, Navi Mendoza, and Jen Myers on the line. I love this woman. She is a PhD, a doctor of natural medicine, and a doctor of acupuncture and Chinese medicine who specializes in nutrigenetic medicine. Following her passion in research with nutrition and genetics, she is the chief genomics officer and master formulator on two scientific advisory boards that are focused on DNA-based supplementation. She also teaches physicians and practitioners how to implement nutrigenomics. Am I saying that correctly? Nutrigenomics?
Yep.
It's a mouthful. Into their practice to provide a more personalized approach. Dr. Jen also works with Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein Company, formulating their supplements and protein powders, and has published many articles based on their products. You can find her at sunwarrior.com or on Instagram at sunwarrior or at Jen Myers. Always a pleasure. How are you doing, Dr. Myers?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a little tongue-tied today. I have to say, we had a big party last night, and I'm a little green around the gills. But it was amazing.
There's lots of tours for that, so, you know, if you need anything, let me know.
Okay. Well, I love what we're talking about. As you know, I'm very passionate about educating people about the endocannabinoid system. And yes. We were one of the first people out there in media talking about the endocannabinoid system and CBD oil and really getting people educated on it for many, many years. And so a lot of people, though, I think get, you know, they forget about what the endocannabinoid system really is. And it's because it's very scientific, actually.
It is.
It's very scientific. So can you explain what the endocannabinoid system is for people that don't know and where it is found and what role it plays in our health?
Absolutely. So it actually wasn't even discovered. This is a really interesting part until about the 1990s. Believe it or not, the 1990s. So scientists discovered this, these endocannabinoids, or this system that actually it started to resemble. They're like, wait a minute, this is like natural cannabis-like molecules that are produced by the human body. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And of course, they noted that that it appeared the main function of the endocannabinoid system is to maintain body homeostasis. Now, how incredible is that, right?
Yeah.
So biological harmony in response to changes in our environment. That's what it actually does. So research and, you know, kind of initially suggested that these endocannabinoid receptors or this system were only present in the brain and the nerves. But then we realized later on that these receptors and this system is present throughout the entire body, parts like our skin, our immune cells, our bones, our fat tissues, our liver, pancreas, skeletal muscles, heart, blood vessels, kidneys, GI system. I mean, you name it, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they've actually have said that this system is arguably one of the most widespread and versatile signaling molecules known to man. That's what they say in research about this system. So it's pretty amazing what we've discovered, and only until the 1990s, and what this system actually does on such a large scale.
Well, and this has been, I mean, you know, the plant cannabis sativa, better known as marijuana, which is, of
right.
course, where, you know, where the CBD oil comes from, minus the THC, but it's long been used for medical purposes throughout human history. The first record can be traced back to ancient China around 5,000 years
uh-huh.
ago. Where extracts uh-huh. of the plant were used for relief of cramps and pain, and it's widely documented. And it's interesting, though, that for so many years we never had it on our shelf, if you will, you know, as a go-to,
uh-huh.
as something to supplement our health.
Absolutely, I wish I am. It's such a nice and refreshing thing that we're starting to see more of it, and people are starting to understand it a little bit better and implement it in their daily life, because this is something our body naturally produces. This is not a foreign thing. This is not something our body doesn't know what to do with. Our body naturally produces and has these receptors to bind with the CBD to be able to help create homeostasis. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you explain the phytocannabinoids that are found in the hemp plant and what they do to the human body or in the
right.
human body?
So, of course. So of course, the receptors are super important to kind of hone in on as well, to understand that we have two of these cannabinoid receptors in the body. We have CB1, we have CB2. CB1 is mainly engulfed or contained in the central nervous system. So we're talking brains and nerves of the spinal cord. And then CB2 receptors are actually found in what we call the peripheral nervous system, right? And these are the nerves within our extremities. So this is the digestive system and any kind of specialized cells in our immune system. So we have these receptors already there. And then these endocannabinoids, which we call exogenous cannabinoids, which are particles that are found in CBD, of course, they're actually molecules that are even made in our body because they're endogenous, meaning we make them on our own, right?
Yeah.
So we actually make these things that we're taking. They're very similar to the cannabinoids that we exogenously take, right?
Mm-hmm.
That are produced by our body. So again, like I was saying, it kind of just helps with homeostasis of the body, and kind of our body produces these things as we need them, which is pretty awesome. And
mm-hmm.
So it's making it difficult to know what typical levels are for these, but then we understand that we can take these exogenous endocannabinoids or this CBD or this hemp, and we can utilize it to help create more of a healthy immune and inflammatory response, because they bind to these certain receptors that are already in the body and kind of create more of a homeostasis, like I was saying, or a a level of reactivity to the external environment that our body can actually adapt to, which is really neat. We actually use it in natural medicine for over-exaggerated genetic, when it comes to genetic component, over-exaggerated immune and inflammatory response, mm-hmm. which is pretty neat to see. So taking these, you know, CBD, actually, the reason that I like it is in cases where there's this hyperactive immune system, right, to blame for negative health. Okay, this is where CBD can be very effective. It can bind to these receptors and it can create homeostasis within the body. So it can calm down an overactive or aggressive immune and inflammatory response. So it does so much more than people think versus just, oh, it's a relaxing thing or it can calm anxiety. Well, there's so many more things that it's capable of.
Well, yeah. And I think if it wasn't for the THC, we would have, of course, you know, had this, as I said, on our shelves many, many years ago. And it does so many things. So I think that people, though, don't really understand what the endocannabinoid system does. Can you kind of explain that to them? And that it's a very real part of the human body, just like the digestive system, the central nervous system, all these systems that we have that run our bodies.
Absolutely. So it plays a really important role in our everyday life and in disease as well. You know, we know that the endocannabinoid system is actually involved in a vast variety of systems, right? So things like pain, memory, mood, appetite, stress, sleep, metabolism, immune function, reproductive function even. Do you know that a lot of CB receptors are actually housed in the female reproductive system? I mean, that's a huge thing. So what do we use for endometriosis, where Western medicine doesn't do what we would like it to do so much when it comes to that? We mm-hmm. use CBD. How amazing is that? So these functions, of course, all contribute to the homeostasis or the balance of our body, the stability of our internal environment. So think about this. So just to give an example, I love giving examples, of course. If an outside force or an outside trigger, such as pain, either from an injury or for some viral or something that's happening, whether it's trauma or not, it'll throw off your body's homeostasis, right? Of mm-hmm. course, that's what it's doing. So the endocannabinoid system actually kicks in and then helps your body return to its ideal operation.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
that's what it does.
Well, it truly is amazing. I mean, you're preaching to the choir here. I've used it for years. Absolutely love it. And I want people to understand that it really, well, we've had so many incredible stories. I think of the original, you know, Charlotte Fiji with Sanjay Gupta. That's really how, you know, people got exposure initially to the power of CBD oil in the endocannabinoid system and started to try to understand it. And then, you know, we've had people on the show here that there was one boy that had Tourette's syndrome, and it was completely, he was healed within like two doses of CBD oil. It's amazing. The whatever it was in his brain that wasn't working right, it completely calmed it down. And now he lives like a normal life. So it's actually astounding how the benefits of CBD oil are for humans and pets as well.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, it literally regulates, as you said, it regulates, and I'm going to keep using this word, homeostasis or balance in the body. Mm-hmm. Where there's imbalance, it helps create balance on all the different systems that we talked about. So it's very precise, and it impacts exactly what it needs to. It doesn't just go after random whatever. I mean, it is actually a very precise and elegant system. Mm-hmm. So if our reproductive hormones are out of whack, guess what? It works to regulate them without altering things like our digestive or immune system. No side effects.
Well, I know that you guys just formulated a fabulous CBD product for Sun Warrior. Absolutely love it. Can you tell us about it? And I love that you put turmeric in it and vitamin D3, which are two of the most essential things that we need as well, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm actually, I'm sitting in Sun Warrior right now as we're speaking about this. We're meeting and concocting all sorts of new wonderful things. But of course, we wanted to make a product that stood out. And the thing that I like about what we've done here is we've been able to take three very synergistic components or ingredients and bring them together to actually not only help create more of that homeostasis or that balance, but to be able to do it from a few different angles. Curcumin, we know, is a great anti-inflammatory. It's one of the most researched, scientifically and medically, herbs that known to date. So it's a great anti-inflammatory property. And then you add vitamin D3, which we all know is great for immune support.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a huge power in the synergistic combination between the three of these that we put together. So it's such a unique blend that we haven't seen yet. Of course, it was extracted from hemp. You're getting 40 milligrams per serving, which is huge, too, to see that.
Yeah.
And not only that, but it tastes amazing. It tastes like an Andes candy.
Yeah, no,
or a thin mint.
It's so darn good. Like, seriously, you have to stop because it tastes so good. It makes you want like another dropper full. You formulated it beautifully. It's absolutely delicious. You know, we're going to go to break here in just a minute. One more thing. I just want to talk about the benefits quickly, if we could, Dr. Myers.
Of course, we get some great benefits, right? So let's talk about three in particular that I like to bring up the most and I think people understand the best. First and foremost, relieves pain and inflammation, of course, because, you know, there's a lot of common benefits from CBD, but it's a natural pain relief, and it's the top of the list for a lot of people. Evidence actually shows and suggests that cannabinoids may improve prove useful in pain modulation.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what, guys? Narcotics. Right? That's such a problem with narcotics nowadays. It's nice to try something alternative too. Helps reduce anxiety. Studies have actually shown that it's a great pre-treatment that they have noted with CBD for anxiety. It was very effective, reducing anxiety and improved cognitive impairment. And also people who have discomfort in their speech performance, Tourette's, you said it right there, right? So
it was remarkable.
It's been known well as, I know it's awesome, something it's been known for as well as reducing anxiety. Third and last, of course, it helps support a healthy immune response.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's a potent immune restorer. We know that it creates homeostasis in the body, of course. It can help with a hyperactive immune response. That's to blame for negative health, of course. So, those are my top three. Relieves pain and inflammation, reduces anxiety, and helps support a healthy immune and inflammatory response, which are 90% of the things that are going on nowadays and precursors to disease, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's an anti-seizure medication as well, correct?
Absolutely, because the nerves, right?
Has
a huge impact on that. It can help with so many different things. To list them all, we'd be here all day, which I love talking with you all, so I would do that if we ever want to. But those are my top three, the three that we see the most benefit from.
Well, I can't wait to see you at the Expo West, probably in a few months. Well, actually, it's a little longer than that.
It's coming up in March.
Oh, it's in March. I'm getting them mixed up.
Oh, it's in March? That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
But I don't know who's at the corporate office today, but tell Jan and Denley, Falk, I said hello, Ryan Blatt and Nick Stern, if they're hanging around the corporate offices. I just love you guys, and I appreciate you, everything that you do to help us educate everyone out there on One Life Radio. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today, and I look forward to seeing you all very soon.
All right. Take care, Jen. We'll talk to you soon. Everyone.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with Cassie Bjork and Sean Wells. Stay tuned, everyone.
Hey, where we go?
I knew you were going to do that.
I was not waiting for that.
I knew he was going there. I can feel the energy. Oh, my gosh. Welcome back, you guys. Welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Sean Wells, Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, Navi Mendoza, and Cassie Bjork on the line. She is a globally recognized industry leader in weight loss and highly sought-after speaker. She is the number one international best-selling author of Why Am I I Still Fat? The hidden keys to unlocking that stubborn weight loss? Cassie speaks widely and contributes to a regular column, Real Talk with Dietitian Cassie, in Paleo Magazine. Her website is cassie.net. That's C-A-S-S-I-E. And on Instagram, it's cassie.net. It's, you spell it out. So C-A-S-S-I-E-D-O-T-N-E-T. Always a pleasure. How are you doing today, blue-eyed, brown-eyed girl?
I love it. That's a great song. Never gets old.
I know. It never gets old.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm always better after a little Van Morrison.
Nice. What's up, Cassie?
So,
hey, Sean. Great to hear your voice, too.
Yeah, we're just making our plans for Expo West. We're going to stay at Disneyland this year.
Woo! Oh, my gosh. That sounds so perfect.
Bern's going to put on the little mouse ears. Mouseketeer.
I'm down.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the holidays are right here. Sean, I'm going to punch you later. But he's making me silly. Anyway, tips for staying on track during the holidays. Okay, we all need some. I do not want to chub up this year. What do I do, Cassie?
Well, it's funny. I was at a Thanksgiving gathering already last night, and one of my friends mentioned how all day she was starving herself, basically. She said she didn't eat anything all day because she was saving it for the feast that night.
Yep.
And I think that's just such a common thing to do, but it's really not the best idea. I think it's more of a recipe for disaster.
And I did it.
Set you up for failure. Have you done it before?
I did eat last night.
So did I.
I didn't eat all day because we were working. We had a big, you know, meet and greet last night. And I want to say hi to Evie. Evie. She's so sweet. She's been listening to the show from the very beginning. We had people like that show up. It was really, really awesome. But yeah, I didn't eat all day. And then I got to the party. I was starving and I was wigged out because I was racing around like crazy. And so I drank too much wine and I ate too much food and I was up really late and didn't get enough sleep. So
I think that is such a common thing. And I think, see, what's happening is when you, you know, are not eating as much during the day, your blood sugar levels are just so low as you enter the gathering.
I was ravenous.
I know. And then it's like basically nearly impossible to be in control of not just your eating, but your emotions. I love how you said wigged out because that's what happens. And I think it's just, you know, to set yourself up for success, you actually want to make sure you're still having your regular meals and snacks during the day because you'll have a better handle on, you know, portion control, making good choices, not feeling the urge to stuff your face as fast as you can. Plus, you'll be a happier guest or host because, you know, you'll just feel better at the gathering.
Yeah. And you know, and I had a great time. I did. Probably shouldn't have drank as much as I did. But, you know, it was really yummy going down that Pinot Noir.
We were having a great time.
But, you know, that's how you pack on the pounds. That really is. Because I didn't drink for 2 weeks, I swear to you, like, I watched the fat just melt off my body.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, definitely. Definitely. And I think, like, and there's nothing wrong with having a glass or two of wine. There's also nothing wrong with going off the deep end. I think it's just a matter of, like, when there's all these gatherings and things happening, we've got to make sure we're setting ourselves up for success for the long haul. And you don't want to do that at every single gathering.
Yeah,
I think
another
thing, you know, making sure you're eating your meals and snacks during the day, but also at the party, have protein and fat because carbs are a surplus at holiday meals. It's going to be easy to get a lot of carbohydrates in without even trying. Mm-hmm. So I think really putting your energy into, you know, looking for protein sources, looking for healthy fat, even like, you know, butter, turkey drippings, heavy cream, like making sure you're getting some healthy fat before you reach for more carbs. It's going to help to balance your blood sugar and help you make better choices too.
Yeah. Well, and the food was fabulous. We were at V Eats down. It was a vegan restaurant and the food was just off the charts. It was fabulous. A lot of fresh vegetables and just fresh stuff, you know, just made delicious. The flavors were off the chart. And it had a lot of protein and it did have a lot of fat.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead, Sean.
I want to ask Cassie, like, speaking of the alcohol thing and at the holidays, I mean, you know, part of this is that we overeat at the holidays and all the snacks and, you know, the big meals like Thanksgiving and whatever. But what about the holiday drinking and how to overcome that and how to prep yourself for that, how to bounce back from that? Like,
how do you do that?
yeah, that's a great question. Well, I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with having some drinks, you know, over the holiday season. And I think just remembering, like, I mean, Bern, you just mentioned this. I mean, alcohol can definitely interfere with your ability to sleep soundly. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't really realize that it does. But if you wake up and don't feel rested the next day, you know, those drinks the night before can cause your blood sugar levels to crash in the middle of the night and really resulting in restless sleep. So just remembering it's going to affect you.
And I think coming back, well, even like, you know, a bad, you know, a meal that's off track, having too much to drink, I think the worst thing you can do when you catch yourself, you know, slipping down a hill is to allow yourself to fall all the way down. So just, you know, I think your strategy is overcoming, you know, whatever happened the night before at that gathering and recalibrating your mind and, you know, getting back on track by having a good balanced breakfast the next day. I think a lot of people, when they get off track, they feel like they need to like starve themselves and then skip their next meals. Mm-hmm. But that just throws you into this vicious cycle of like riding the blood sugar roller coaster. And oftentimes what that does is it sets you up for actually splurging again because your blood sugars get so low and your brain is really smart and it craves sugar and carbohydrates. And then eventually you give in and you can really find yourself getting into like this vicious cycle. So I think just, I mean, when it comes to alcohol, I mean, I think the best, if I was going to pick like the best drink for your
blood sugar,
again, obviously,
give it, This is good. This is good data.
I'm here for it.
Well, okay, so we had Frank Lee's organic vodka at the party last night, and it was the guy that runs. He runs. What was his title?
He's the division.
Finley was his name.
Finley. Man, you got me. But
really
that's his
nice,
name.
Really nice guy. But you know, that's a good drink, right? Organic vodka.
I think so. Yeah, with soda water and some fresh squeezed limes. I think, you know, it's free of sugar, free of artificial sweeteners. Yeah, I would definitely stick with like the clear spirits, like vodka, tequila, gin, those liqueurs like amaretto and rum or the cream, the mint or all that. Like that's usually, you know, going to have sugar added. So I think that's a great choice.
There's a trendy one here in Dallas called Ranch Water. That's Topo Chico.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Yep.
You just take the Topo Chico's basically sparkling water, mm-hmm. and it's tequila and lime.
Lime and orange.
No, we had the guy on that we made those drinks in house one time.
The guy
time.
Who wrote invented them.
Well, he wrote the cocktail book, and he's the one that kind of invented. I can't think of his name right
Me
now.
Neither.
I actually have the book on my coffee table. It's a cocktail book.
But that's a pretty clean one.
Yeah, that's a pretty clean one. Yeah.
What about wine?
How do you use kombucha?
Oh, I love kombucha.
Yeah.
What can you mix?
Yeah, yeah. I like that idea. It's kind of like the kombucha is good for your gut. It's got healthy bacteria, and then the alcohol is not. So it maybe sort of negates the alcohol.
It's called balance.
So do you actually mix it, or do you just get the alcoholic kombucha?
Like I know, that's funny. They now have alcoholic kombucha. They didn't used to. I did a TV segment like, seven or eight, maybe 10 years ago where I brought in the kombucha and mixed it with the vodka. And somebody thought that was a great idea to just serve it like that already. What is it called? Like Butchcraft, I think is what
that is. There's a few of them,
alcoholic.
Yeah.
That's not. I think that's not a bad idea. I mean, that's going to be a better drink than a lot of those like, you know, frou-frou like wine coolers and things like that. You just don't know exactly what's in there.
Well, yeah. And if you're going to drink vodka, pick a good one, right?
Let me throw this in there. The thing with alcohol that's super frustrating is the laws around it. They don't have to list the ingredients. Yeah. They don't have to list the calories.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to list anything. Well, it's super annoying.
Well, and the beers. Okay, so a lot of these beers are made with high fructose corn syrup, right?
Yep.
Except for, I think, is Budweiser the one that...
Yeah, Bud Light.
Bud Light is the one that changed it. They recognized that there was people that didn't want high fructose corn syrup in their beer, and so Bud Light, kudos to them for changing it.
But you get stuff like Fireball out there. Like people think it's just a liquor like vodka, like anything else. It's just alcohol, but they don't know how much sugar and stuff is in there.
Right.
And it doesn't have to list it. I think that's insane.
I know, that's a crazy thing. They don't have to list it. I know. That's so tricky.
It's those lobbyists.
It's crazy. And I was going to say wine, too. I think one thing that's kind of funny is a lot of people think that red wine is so much better than white because it has, you know, more antioxidant power. Mm-hmm. But really, to get any amount of the, it's called resveratrol, which is, that's what's been suggested to improve heart health, you'd have to drink like 200 glasses. And I'm not encouraging that. So really, I mean, you know, I mean, it might be a little better than white, but I think you really just drink whatever you prefer because you don't need to have the 200 glasses.
Right. But you bring up a good point, and that's why this is where supplements play a big part, I think, in our overall health, that we have all, you know, this scientific data, if you will, now that shows that resveratrol is not only anti-aging, it's good for your heart. It just keeps your body healthier, and you can get it in a capsule. You can actually get it. Thorne's one of the best ones. You can go to our dispensary at oneliferadio.com/Thorne and get it for 20% off and free shipping. So many great supplements out there. Vitamin D3 is another big one. We're going to be talking about that with Sean here in a couple of minutes. Cassie, I wish we had more time, but I'm going to have to go to break.
Awesome job, Cassie.
Well, happy holidays. Thanks for having me.
Yes, yes. Happy holidays to you, and we'll see you at Disneyland next year.
Sounds good. I'll look for the ears.
All right. Take care, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Sean Wells. Are sleeping warm as toast, and you gonna flip with old Saint Nick. I place a lick on a peppermint stick. You come flying from a higher place. You fill the stocking by the fire. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Sean's gonna break his chair.
Yeah! Oh my God. TGIF, everyone. But I think I'm going partying again tonight because Joe Rogan's in town.
Yeah.
So I think we're all going to be at the American Airlines Center. The last time I saw him, I swear to God, my ribs hurt from laughing so hard. And actually got a great photo with him. I love Joe Rogan. He is a funny, funny guy.
You know what? He's a man after my own heart.
I know.
Like, he doesn't like stay in his little box. And I feel like, you know, I like to be funny. I like to be musical. Yes, I'm a scientist, but I'm artistic, and I do like marketing stuff, and I like am doing businesses, and I travel, and it's like I don't want to be put in my little box. And I love how he's just like
not in
I
the box.
I almost just swear.
Yeah,
he's kind of he says. Yeah, I almost let it roll.
He swears a lot. Like, I like that too.
He's kind of like just F it. This is, you know, this is me, and now everyone loves that. And like this is such an era for authenticity. That like people just resonate with that.
Towards it.
Yeah. No,
like,
I love
whatever you are. Just like be it.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be fun. I'm going. I'm sure there's tickets for sale on the street. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Is that illegal?
Yeah. I think
okay,
so.
I'm not gonna do
We're
that.
We're not doing that. We're going online to Ticketmaster.com right now.
Oh my God. Well, I've got to give a quick shout out to our sponsors. All this tomfoolery today. you could go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, or you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to great companies that support us, great companies like Sun Warrior. You just heard Jen Myers on the show. Enviromedica, I love their product. We're getting such good results with people out there trying Terra Flora. And of course, No Evil Foods, one of the best alternative meat products on the market. You got to check out their Italian Stallion. That's my favorite, but they have many more. Crazy Water, a great company here locally in Texas. Veg World Magazine, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, Thorn Research. Check out our dispensary, which is every time I say that, it's not marijuana, you guys. It's supplements, okay? I wish I could have a dispensary. Won't it be a great day in America when I could have a dispensary
in
on
Dallas,
my website?
Texas,
that would be amazing
website,
in
yeah.
Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. And of course, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, which of course, Sean Wells is a fellow of. He's a registered dietitian, certified sports nutritionist, and as I said, a fellow in the International Society of Sports Nutrition. He also has a master's of public health, and he is and also in nutritional biochemistry. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator of nutritional supplements. And he's used keto, fasting, supplements, and biohacking to overcome all kinds of issues, everything from Hashimoto's to depression and obesity. And so I love this guy, and I am almost out of time. Doggone it, Sean. This is a really good article that I saw, and it's called Wouldn't It Be Nice? NICE is the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. This is from the UK, but it's very interesting, right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And so number one is, so it's this here. I'm just going to hand it over to you.
Okay.
Okay. And look at that. It's intriguing that all these things that work naturally, thank you, are so like put down by the medical community, even in the UK.
Wow.
So what are they?
Is cancer a nuclear genetic disease or a mitochondrial metabolic disease? Nice response. We will not review the causes of cancer. Will you review the use of complementary therapies that could be used alongside conventional treatments, especially to temper their adverse effects? Nice response. We will not review alternative medicines.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
Of course.
There is very good evidence that adjusting vitamin D levels of 25-hydroxy-D to 100 to 150 nanomoles per liter helps prevent and treat breast cancer. Nice response. We are not covering vitamin D. And just on and on. Basically, it's like there's all this data that's coming out to deal with all these diseases with supplements, and this group, NICE, basically healthcare,
they're refusing
to cover it.
It's right. And it's crazy. You know, vitamin D is one of the most critical. You know,
it's vitamin D, vitamin C, K2, omega-3s. It's curcumin. It's like stuff that we know is healthy, but they're ignoring the data
And they're ignoring the data because they're making too much money off of everyone staying sick, right?
And there's literally hundreds of studies versus the one or two for a drug.
I'm actually going to put that out on our story on social media. Wish we had more time, but we had a lot of fun. So, you know, I'll see you at American Airlines Center with Joe Rogan tonight. Everyone, if you see us, say hi, because it's a nice thing to do, right?
You get one body.
Go ahead.
You get one
Five
life.
Seconds.
Get out there and make the most of it.